Viridiana, I love when you come in here. You got a big smile on your face. You're always pleasant. And it's Hispanic Heritage Month.
Mm-hmm.
And it runs through the 19th of October, 18th or 19th of October.
14th to the 19th of October.
Yes. The Racine Public Library, heavily involved. All the stuff we talked about is on the website.
It is, yes.
So you can look for it, and it should be a lot of fun. And thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Always a, and thanks for coming in at 6 a.m.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're welcome.
Do you always get up that early?
No. When I worked out, I used to, but I don't work out right now.
And you had to come here in the dark.
I like it. I like driving in the dark, to be honest. A little dangerous, but it's serene for me.
The problem with driving it in the dark is there's still nuts all over the road who are late for work.
Yeah.
And they're on your bumper because they didn't plan.
Yeah.
I know. All right, Viridiana. Thank you, Viridiana Rocha. It's 7 o'clock at WRG, and I'm Don Rosen, looking for sunshine today. Clear tonight, sunny tomorrow, highs in the 60s. Clear and 50 degrees, the sun coming up right here at Radio Park. Let's check news, see what's going on in the world.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez, and Floridians are bracing.
This is the storm of the century.
Tampa Police Chief Lee Burkaw, as Hurricane Milton barrels toward the Gulf Coast as a downgraded but still powerful Category 4 storm with winds of 155 miles an hour. This woman in St. Augustine stocked up but found supplies running out.
Paper towel, water, and canned food box. A lot of people is like going crazy buying stuff.
Forecasters say Milton could make landfall in Florida as early as tomorrow night and create storm surge of up to 15 feet. Correspondent Christian Benavides.
Here in North Reddington Beach, entire homes were engulfed by the ocean during Hurricane Helene. Now residents like John Davis are worried about what's next.
Well, I hope it's not going to directly hit here. That's my hope.
But if it does?
If it does, I think it's going to have devastating effects.
As Milton approaches, former President Donald Trump is blasting the government's actions following Helene.
The response has been very weak, unbelievably weak. Nobody's ever seen such a weak response, so we have to get a strong response.
Mr. Trump spoke during an October 7th event at his golf club in Miami. He'll take part in a Univision town hall tonight. Vice President Harris was interviewed on CBS's 60 Minutes.
Harris said her efforts to work with Congress on immigration reform go back to the earliest days of the Biden administration.
Knowing that if you want to actually fix it, we need Congress to act.
Harris said she would push Congress to take up the comprehensive bipartisan plan worked out earlier this year.
Solutions are at hand.
Harris talked about the tax break she wants for parents, first-time home buyers, and people starting small businesses.
It is not right that teachers and nurses and firefighters are paying a higher tax rate than billionaires and the biggest corporations.
Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
Court takes up the issue of ghost guns today. CBS News legal contributor Caroline Polisi.
The question is whether the government can require certain restrictions for really these self-assembly gun kits that you can buy online.
Amazon is trying something new, adding more Prime Days this time in October and calling today and tomorrow Big Deal Days. Tech contributor Ian Scher.
The key question many people are going to be looking to answer is whether or not Amazon's event is going to be the first sign of a strong holiday shopping season.
Your favorite French wine may be harder to find. The nation's farm ministry has lowered output projections for this year by 22%. Because of heavy rain and cooler temperatures. S&P futures up 18. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. While initially called suspicious, details are still few regarding a deadly Walworth County fire. The Walworth County Sheriff's Office has identified the victims of Saturday night's fatal fire as 83-year-old Sylvia Chapman and her 58-year-old son Bradley. Details about the fire's origin and the cause of deaths remain unknown. Investigators initially called the house fire a crime scene, but haven't provided an update on those claims. Racine County voters are invited to a forum tonight. It's called a Legislative Candidate Forum, and it's being held at the Workforce Development Center on Taylor. Organized by NAMI Racine County, the bipartisan event will feature candidates from the four local assembly districts. It'll be moderated by Denise Lockwood of the Racine County Eye. Attendees will have the opportunity to engage with candidates regarding mental health issues. The annual tradition of turning leaves into compost has started in the city of Racine. Yesterday started the annual fall leaf collection program. The collection schedule is divided into five areas with a map on the city's website. The program is meant to prevent leaves from becoming hazards on roads and to reduce draining impacts. When it is your day, you're reminded that leaves should be left out and not bagged. And another car wash is coming to Kenosha County. A new commercial is coming to the corner of 165 and 31 in Pleasant Prairie. The Village Plan Commission approved the project last night. It includes a rocket wash facility and two future retail or office buildings. A new 105th Street will also be created to enhance traffic flow. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks shooting guard injured. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks guard Gary Trent Jr. for extended left elbow in that preseason opener in Detroit. Trent signed in free agency from the Raptors. Damian Lillard looked good, scoring 15 points in 17 minutes, and talked about what his first year in Milwaukee was like.
It was just a blur. You know, I feel like everything happened so I think I came here 2 days before camp started, but I just feel way better coming into this year.
The Bucks host the Lakers in a preseason game Thursday night. NFL, the Packers, back at home, will host the Cardinals Sunday. Matt LaFleur says he expects will be back at practice tomorrow after meeting with the wide receiver yesterday. Were there any signs he was upset about something?
Like, with all due respect to everything, I appreciate your question. I'd rather, you know, what's done is done and we're moving forward. I expect collectively as a team to continue to move that way.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 68 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 67. Same for Thursday. Sunshine with a high of 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
The escalator definitely makes you look down on stairs. They're nothing more than an organized hill. The only thing worse than walking upstairs is walking up an escalator that's not working. What's the point? It's like having a dead butler. We all look so confused when we encounter the escalator that's not working. How am I supposed to get up there? I'm trapped! Help! Help! I don't like it when they separate the up and the down escalator. They do that in malls. You're like, well, here's the down escalator. Where's the up? Oh, that's conveniently located a mile away. Did you bring a canoe? Because there's a river. It's also amazing, after all our technological advancements, we still can't get the escalator handrail to go the same speed as the escalator. It's like my hand's going to get up there before me. See up there, hand? I'd wave, but I don't have a hand.
Don Rosen.
From where she got a name.
as sweet as the punch.
Mary, the association at WRGN, local news, timeless hits. Want to thank you for joining us here this morning. Oh, did I give her the, oh no. Hold on a second. Oh no. I thought I gave Viridiana all my notes for this morning. That would have been terrible here. This won't become as much a surprise. Taylor Swift is now the world's richest female musician with an estimated net worth of $1.6 billion. She swiped that title from Rihanna. Jay-Z, I think that Rihanna's husband, Jay-Z? I'm pretty sure it is. Still the richest musician overall. He's worth $2.5 billion. But Taylor Swift, $1.6 billion. You know why? Because she writes her own music, she publishes her own music, and she performs her own music. And that's why she's got all that money. Classics 4 and Spooky Now, 7-Eleven. WRJN, local news, timeless hits.
In the cool of the evening.
Classics 4, Dennis Yost in the Classics 4 at WRJN. Here are the Beatles now.
I'll buy you a diamond ring, my friend, if it makes you feel all right.
I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me
greatest rock and roll group of all time, at least according to me. 717 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits here on your Tuesday morning. Feels like Friday already. Tuesday morning. All right. You might want to get one of these. If solving a Rubik's Cube wasn't hard enough, you can now pre-order the world's smallest Rubik's Cube. Get this. It could fit under a fingernail. It's that small. You need tweezers to solve it. If you're interested, you can buy one at $5,300. $5,300. I think you should get two or three for Christmas gift giving. How small? It fits under a fingernail. You need tweezers to solve it. I can't even solve the big ones, by the way. But could you imagine that? 717, looking for sunshine today with a high near 69. Clear tonight, lows 49. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 66. Right now, we've got sunshine, a cool 49 degrees, a beautiful sunrise at Radio Park this morning.
Come visit Time and Again Music, 9602 Durand Avenue out in Sturtevant for your vinyl needs and maybe a little bit more.
I wanted it to kind of look like a store you walked into when you were 15 or 16. Because I remember going into stores going, oh, look at all these cool posters. 90% vinyl. We have a budget section that's $5 and under. And it's buy one, get one free. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall. Come out and visit Time and Again Music.
Sometimes people change, and not always for the better. Take Senator Tammy Baldwin. What happened? She's been in D.C. for 25 years. Extreme left-wing groups have showered her with campaign cash, and now she's siding with them. Baldwin supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. That's extreme. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. That's just cruel. And we used to share our values, but a quarter century in Washington has made her just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for this advertising. Any candidate or candidates committee, www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique pre-holiday shopping. Come shop for your one-of-a-kind holiday outfit with Mary's Boutique. When? Thursday, October 17th. Where? Fountain Hills Apartments at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive. Present in the sea. Shop for your unique outfit from noon till 4 p.m. This is a free event. Refreshments will be offered in the sea. That's Mary's Unique Boutique pre-holiday shopping on October 17th at Fountain Hills Apartments in Mount Pleasant.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue. WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media or by WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits.
Plenty of sunshine today with a high near 69 degrees right now. It's sunny and 49 here at Radio Park. Three Dog Night. Mama told me not to come.
Want some whiskey in your water? Sugar in your... What's all this crazy question they're asking me? This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on lights, cause I don't want to see. Mama told me not to come. Choking from the smell of stale perfume. And that cigarette you're smoking, I'll scare you to death. Open up the window, sucker. Let me catch my breath. Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. That ain't the way to have fun, son. That ain't the way to have fun.
She's a son.
Dog Night, local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I have a new poll here. They asked people, if you could clone yourself, would you do it? 7% of people said they definitely would. Only 7%. 49% said definitely not. See, I probably wouldn't do it because I don't think the world is ready for another Don Rosen.
Dum, dum, dum.
lonely, lonely.
Vacation getaway. All right, the house from Poltergeist from the movie is being offered as an Airbnb. I don't think they have those skeletons in the swimming pool, though.
Hello, it's me. I've thought about us for a long, long time. Maybe I think too much, but something's wrong. There's something here.
Hello, it's me, WRGN Local News and Timeless Hits, where it's time for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story.
Now, the rest of the story. Kenneth Thomasma wrote a charming book called Nayanuki. In Shoshone Indian, that name Nayanuki translates girl who ran. With simple eloquence, the author relates the story of two young girls who were captured by a rival band of Indians on the Jefferson River, just upstream from Three Forks, and they were forced marched to an area near what is now Mandan, North Dakota. One of the young girls, age 11, was Sacagawea. She was traded to a French guide. The other little girl, Nayanuki, separated from her friend, vowed to escape, and eventually did. 4 years later, August 17, 1805, explorers Lewis and Clark came to an Indian settlement on the Beaverhead River. By now, Sacagawea has become a guide for that expedition. At this village, another young Shoshone woman emerged from the crowd, and the two recognized one another immediately, Sacagawea and Nayanuki. The reunion of these two girls, who had endured so much, is told by the author with much tenderness. To paraphrase or to quote only a portion would do an injustice to his eloquence, but it is a moving story. Both of these, as children, had faced child abuse worse than death, but each had fulfilled what was to become the American dream, freedom and independence. 2 years ago, a copy of the book, Nayanuki, was checked out of the library in Bozeman, Montana. And when Kristen Anderson started reading the book, she couldn't put it aside until she was finished. By now, some of the pages are stained with her tears, but Miss Anderson reread it. And again, it related an amazing triumph over unspeakable hardships. And the more she read, the more unfair it seemed that our federal government had honored the name of Sacagawea for having guided Lewis and Clark by naming one of the highest peaks in the Bridger Mountains, Sacagawea Peak. And yet, the other little girl, who had shared altogether as much hardship and pain in a quest for freedom, had been ignored by history. Well, Miss Anderson got busy. She wrote to Washington, D.C. She was referred to the United States Board of Geographic Names. She sent a copy of the book about Nayanuki, related the circumstances, recited the parallels in the experience of the girls until eventually she got an audience for her views. I will not say that Miss Anderson pestered the government officials. I will say that she was most persistent. I mean, she enlisted the local chapter of the Children of the American Revolution, got their help. She made a display for the county library soliciting signatures. She filled out government forms and more forms. She launched a writing campaign which flooded the government agency with thousands of letters. Well, the United States Board of Geographic Names was persuaded, and today, you look north by east from Bozeman, Montana, you're going to see two tall mountains in the Bridger Range. One of them is Sacagawea Peak, and the other, officially, and for whatever earthly time there is, the other is named Nayanuki. A girl age 11 whom history had forgot will now be remembered forever. Miss Kristen Anderson of Bozeman first read that book when she was 9, and she could relate to the little Shoshone Indian girl. For Miss Anderson, who persisted until this 180-year-old debt was paid. Miss Anderson, even now, is only 11. And now you know the rest of the story.
Hey, learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular radio shows ever to air on WRGN. Call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. 3311. You could be one of four category exclusive businesses. The sponsor, Paul Harvey, and the rest of the story. Let's check news in the morning, 7:33. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine residents riding on the bus can now get back to Regency. The city's bus system says normal operations have returned to routes running to and from the mall area. If you haven't seen that mall area recently, the Bones of the Woodmans is up, with a new development also going up in the western portion of the parking lot. A new effort to get the lead out will start soon in Kenosha. Southeastern Wisconsin is set to get over $12 million for lead paint removal in homes. It's funded through a federal grant program. The funding includes nearly $5.2 million just for Kenosha County. The aim is to protect young children from lead poisoning and to improve overall community health. Watch out for some bad eggs. A salmonella outbreak linked to eggs from a farm in Wisconsin has sickened 65 people across the country, with 42 cases reported in Wisconsin alone. The affected eggs were sold under various brand names, including Milo's Poultry Farms, M&E Family Farms, Tony's Fresh Market, and Happy Quackers Farm for duck eggs. Motorists in Milwaukee should be prepared for potential traffic tie-ups today as President Joe Biden visits the city. He's addressing lead pipe replacement initiatives. Minnesota's First Lady Gwen Waltz will be campaigning in Beloit and Madison tomorrow. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Cheese prices have been pretty erratic lately, but that does not foreshadow a positive 2025. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. A lead dairy economist for CoBank will explain why he's optimistic next.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand four seed Enlist corn.
Yes, coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, coach!
And four seed Enlist delivers next generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
Corey Geiger, lead dairy economist with CoBank, says there's a lot of factors influencing dairy right now, and tight milk supplies coupled with stronger demand, a big reason why he's optimistic about 2025.
A lot of dynamics moving around the market right now. Early in the year, cheese prices were pretty ho-hum, I guess would be. And then cheese exports really picked up. We're on a record pace right now, internationally speaking. Should be the first 1 billion pound cheese export year. It should easily finish out the year for that. Demand started picking up internationally. Supplies got tight, and now domestic demand has been pretty strong too. So as all that's taken place, and milk production's not been growing either here in the world's second largest dairy export market, the 27 countries, the EU, so prices have been steadily moving up.
Corey Geiger, lead economist with CoBank. He says another reason why the dairy sector is fairly bullish has to do with the beef herd. Our dairymen are still breeding their beef on dairy, and he said that's because the beef herd itself is at the lowest level we've seen since 1951. That continues to support dairy. Markets and overnight electronic trade not being supported at all. Numbers are next.
This past spring, thousands of farmers across the Central Corn Belt planted Whiffles hybrids on their farms. There was no public fanfare or social media hoopla, and they certainly didn't become TikTok famous, but they did become Whiffles famous. At Whiffles Hybrids, we celebrate our independent farmers who choose to keep their seed decision local and U.S. farm family owned. We can't promise 15 minutes of fame, but we're working on that extra 15 bushels an acre. Plant your independence with Whiffles Hybrids.
Barrel cheese dropped another 2.25 cents yesterday at 193.25. 40-pound block cheese was unchanged. AA butter gained 2.5 on Monday to 271.25. December Class 3 milk this morning currently 8 cents lower at 2092 a hundredweight. December corn's down 2.5 right now at 423. November beans are down a dime at 1024. December wheat's unchanged, 592 a bushel. There's your market snapshot for a Tuesday morning. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 68 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 67. Same for Thursday. Sunshine with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
I gotta tell you what, it's a different mentality, man. When you get in a fight when you're in your early 20s, it's a different thing going through your head, right? How old are you? 21. You can tell you're 21 because you have that 21-year-old, the puffiness that happens. But when you get a fight when you're in your early 20s, this guy's age, all you're thinking is, all right, I'm going to crush this guy, sleep with her, then maybe get a burrito. It, like, doesn't... Right? It doesn't throw off the rest of your evening. My age in about to get in a fight, the only thing I'm thinking is, all right, what's my deductible? I don't know if I'm covered in this state.
Hey!
Didn't she sing that in the Blues Brothers movie? I think that was the song Aretha Franklin sang in the Blues Brothers. 741 local news, timeless hits, WRJN sunshine today with a high near 69. A clear night tonight, sunny again tomorrow with a high near 66. Sunny and 49 degrees right now at Radio Park. A good friend of mine sent me photographs last night of the Aurora Borealis over southern Wisconsin. I couldn't believe how beautiful the pictures were. How did I miss it? She even told me it was going to happen, and I forgot about it. And the pictures she posted on Facebook are just amazing. And I think she lives out in East Troy in that area. And so I'm looking at these pictures saying, this was over the sky when I was sitting there watching television last night. I should have been paying attention to the sky. Here's a fun fact for you. CBS used to artificially add bird sounds to their golf coverage until the year 2000. You know what happened then? A bird expert noticed the noises didn't match the birds that lived in the area and exposed the scam at CBS. Busted. It's 7:42. Local news, timeless hits for the Bee Gees. I got to get a message to you.
The preacher taunted me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me. Come on, walk one more mile. Now for once in your life, you're alone. But you ain't got a dime. There's no time for the fool.
And timeless hits at WRJM with the Bee Gees. So this guy in California is suing this psychic. He claims she told him she could remove a witch's curse put on him by his ex-girlfriend for $5,100. He paid the fee, says it was a fraud. She didn't remove the curse. No kidding.
Everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And the time.
News and timeless hits, WRJN. Question for you. Have you ever intentionally pretended to be bad at a task or a job at home or at work in the hope that maybe they wouldn't ask you to do it again? 21% of people admit to doing that. 69% said they'd never try it. I did it. This is something I admit to. When I worked at this radio station in Milwaukee, all these people had coffee mugs and nobody cleaned them. So they came up with this idea. We're going to get one person each week to clean all the mugs. And that way, they'll all be clean for guests and, you know, the people who work here. Well, I didn't drink coffee, so I didn't think I should be part of this. I don't drink coffee. But my boss said to me, listen, you were picked as the first person. So just go ahead and play along. Don't cause a big problem here. I said, okay, begrudgingly. So the first day, I took all the mugs into the hallway, into a sink that we had, a common sink in the hallway in the office building. And I cleaned them all. And as I'm walking back with the tray of mugs, I'm just seething. I'm very angry. And just before I get to the cabinet, I drop the whole tray on the floor, breaking about half of them. And I did it on purpose. And after that day, that was the first day, after that, everybody was told to clean their own mugs. So something good came out of it, I guess. But yeah, I broke them on purpose. I admit it. It's 7:50 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. How about some entertainment news?
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Attention, Bear fans. No, not those kind. The Bear will be back for a season 4, and actress Sarah Paulson, who plays Cousin Michelle in the show, indicated she will be back as well. The actress indicated as much while discussing her new horror film, Hold Your Breath, with the New York Post. Hold Your Breath dropped last Thursday on Hulu to pretty mediocre reviews. The film also stars fellow The Bear cast member and 2-time Emmy winner Ebon Moss-Bacharach. Season 4 of The Bear could return as early as 2025. In How Clueless Can You Possibly Be news, a man approached Sean Combs' ex, Young Miami, and asked her to sign a bottle of baby oil. The rapper was sitting in an SUV when the fan approached and asked her through an open window to sign his toiletry. The FBI uncovered thousands of bottles of baby oil from Combs' homes in Miami and Los Angeles earlier this year. The only thing that could make this story even weirder is if it was totally random and the guy had no knowledge of Sean Combs' scandal. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And locally, you can hear it here on AM 540 WAUK. Pete Schwabba, great guy, too. He'll be on with us in a week or so on the air. And you can hear him 540, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde suggested most nursing home residents shouldn't be allowed to vote because of their life expectancy.
Listen to Eric Hovde.
Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Even though I'm old, I'm doing just fine, Eric Hovde.
Son, I've served this country. I think I can handle a ballot.
Listen to Eric Hovde again.
Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
What's he talking about?
Didn't he learn to respect his elders?
Eric Hovde hasn't just insulted older Wisconsinites. He's also proposed cutting Social Security, Medicare, and nursing home care, even veterans benefits.
He's crazy.
He's a jerk.
Eric Hovde, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm Tammy Baldwin, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. Children,
Buffalo Springfield, for what it's worth. At WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. A third of Americans admit they intentionally buy too much Halloween candy, so they have leftovers for themselves. 40% of us have even bought additional Halloween candy after November because the discounts are too hard to resist. Now, I got to admit, I buy the type of Halloween candy I like, and I buy a little extra because I like Three Musketeers bars. And I would normally never buy them for myself, but if they're left over after Halloween, well, it's not my fault. They're kind of Supremes. Got a lot of life to it. The Supremes had the original hit in 1966. It was Vanilla Fudge doing a rock version of that song. Good song, too. And in the 80s, we had Kim Wilde doing her version. Also another good version of that song, You Keep Me Hanging On. I think we're due for another version of it soon. We were talking about Halloween candy a minute ago. A candy supplier put out a comprehensive list of the